We will offer a guided meditation this morning on working with difficult emotion. And a couple of thoughts before we begin. You might bring into your mind, your awareness, any qualities of the talk last night that seemed interesting. I should try that. I should, you know, play with curiosity and remembering what curiosity feels like in the body, or allowing a bit of confusion. Or practicing with patience. Or diligence, bringing kindness and releasing self-criticism, allowing experimentation or some playful quality, and maybe a sense of humor. There may be something there that strikes you and can be supportive to this inquiry together this morning. So you might notice if there's some intention or aspiration to bring that quality to your practice. And as we begin, taking a moment to deeply pause and be here with this body sitting. Know that you're here. Feeling the solidness of the ground, the earth beneath the floor itself, the carpet, the cushion. Maybe the softness of the cushion. The sit bones making the contact, the hands resting on the legs, the knees. This body sitting here. You might open your eyes for a minute and just allow the experience of simply seeing. Color. Shapes, movement, texture, no need to even name it. Simply allowing the experience of being behind the eyes, aware of seeing. It's like this right now. And then when you're ready, letting the eyes close, and allow the knowing of the experience of hearing. Just like breathing, the ears just simply hear. Receiving sound. sounds that are far away. Sounds that are closer. Sounds that are long or short. Soft or loud. The sound of my voice. The sound of your own breathing, your own body, hearing. Feeling this body upright. This clever body of ours, for the most part, knows how to keep itself upright. All these little micro moves that it's doing right now. Feeling the head on the shoulders, on the neck, rather. Upright. Just noticing all these little tiny adjustments that the body is making constantly to kind of keep itself up. So this hearing, seeing, feeling, sensing, breathing, body. Just this, here now. Any time in this or any meditation that you get lost or overwhelmed, confused, you can always come back to this, this body sitting. The simplicity of just this. One other guideline for working with difficult emotion, I'll say it again as we go through the practice, but I want to underline it here. That we want any of our inquiries to stay in the range that is manageable in the light of awareness. There are sort of two different directions we can go in when things get overwhelming. One is to just shut down. We sort of drop out the bottom, if you will, and turn off the system. And while that is a loving energy trying to be helpful, we like not to challenge ourselves in that way. It ends up not being so helpful in terms of allowing these emotions to move through as they really want to. So we want to not be so such a big emotion or such a big deal that it's causing us to shut down. And at the other extreme, our emotions, or maybe it's just our style of being with them, that when they get overwhelming, we move into chaos, into overwhelm, and there's no room left for awareness. We're just sort of caught in the tornado, being thrown about like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, just caught. And that's not so helpful either. We'll, of course, come out of that sooner or later, but no need to torture ourselves. We want to work in a range that's manageable. And I'll remind you of that again as we go through. So rain. Pat taught us the outline of rain the other night. recognizing, accepting, investigating, knowing the non-self nature of experience. Let's work with rain and difficult emotion. And so the R is for recognizing, knowing it's there. So take a moment and bring to your awareness some difficult emotion that you're curious about. Again, not the most demanding one, not the one that is huge and a tornado, but one that has enough energy for you to really be able to recognize it and see it. There might be something that's happened here that brings up a bit of annoyance or fear or sadness. There might even be a place where something like happiness or joy is actually a difficult emotion. For some of us, that's true. We can navigate some of the others, but find it hardest to navigate delight. So bring into your awareness a very specific moment in time when you, when that emotion arose. Maybe that time is right now. There might be even annoyance at why we have to have a guided meditation. I really want silence. Perfect. Work with that. And see if you can kind of get a sense of all that. Here's this experience. Sometimes when we turn and look for our experience, a couple things might happen. One is there's nothing there. Nope, no emotions. And in that case, just let awareness, you might, if you want to, just let awareness be with what's it like to be kind of dead like that, to have emptiness? And maybe there's just, maybe it's not dead, maybe there's just emptiness and spaciousness and you just don't want to do this, and that's fine. But other times when there's nothing there, it's because we find it hard to bring awareness to those places of difficulty. So just be curious. Another thing that can happen when we turn our attention to difficult emotion is that the very most challenging, difficult one is insisting on attention. And again, the invitation is to not go there with that one. It's possible to put up a tent in a hurricane. It's just a lot harder. Let's do something that's a little more manageable. And another thing that can happen is that when we do turn our attention to emotions, a lot of them show up all at once. Sort of like small children who, you know, where a parent or a teacher has been away for a long time and all the children crowd around all at once and want to have something to say. And so we have to just choose. We say, honey, I can only do one at a time. And so pick one that you're curious about and that feels manageable. Manageable enough to be known and manageable enough to not take you into a hurricane. It's here. Can it be known in the body? often our mind tries to help us with our emotions. And the thing about that is, if it could help, it could help. It would have helped. The invitation is to let the awareness rest in the body. How does your body know that you have this experience? Where is it in the body? Is it in the belly, in the arms, in the face, the jaw, the throat, the heart? What's the felt sense in the body of this feeling? Does it have a name? Maybe, maybe not. It might be just, oh, it's this familiar feeling, this familiar quality arising. Oh, I know this place. Again, if we're, especially if we're really used to not being in our bodies, sometimes we can know we have an emotion, but when we turn to our bodies, we come up blank. It's like there's a dead space there. And if that's the case for you with this emotion, let awareness just rest with the dead space. What's the quality of it? Is it like fog? Is it like a black hole? Is it like a bowling ball, dark, heavy? Rest with it like that image of standing at the doorway of a theater. Just know the experience and let that be the object of your meditation, that kind of deadness. I can't find it in my body. My body is kind of empty or dead or dark or foggy. That sometimes happens when we look for our emotions in our bodies, in our bodies. A of rain, accept, allow. Is it possible to give this emotion your permission to simply be there? Look and see. Possible answer is no. If that's the case, turn your attention to the no and the quality of no. Let that be the object of your meditation. A possible answer is sort of a bargaining thing. It's like, yeah, okay, if you promise to go away. It's kind of like no. So play with it there. See if it's really no. Or there might be a little room there. One of my teachers used to speak of giving a difficult emotion a hair of permission. A hair. As big a width as a hair on your head. Is it possible to give that emotion that much permission? be curious, investigate, experiment. What's true now? Sometimes if we're feeling energetic and curious and kind of friendly toward the whole process, we could even ask our emotions how big they want to be. Does it want to be as big as my belly? As my body? Does it want to be as big as the room? The city, the state, the planet, the galaxy? How big does this emotion want to be? And would you be willing to give it permission to be that big? Look and see what's true. What's true? I investigate. What are the qualities of this emotion? Oh, actually, I'll come back to that. I wanted to say, sometimes as we work with emotion, it sort of opens the way we've spoken of in our talks and just sort of disappears. And if that's the case, you can either just rest in awareness, or there might be another emotion that comes up. Just sort of let yourself experiment. One of the qualities of emotion as we investigate might be its impermanence. Just giving it permission causes it to change. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Look and see what's true. And so for emotion that's still there, we can investigate its elemental qualities. The earth quality, is it heavy, solid, light, soft, hard? The air quality, is it still, moving, fluid? Is there tingling? If it's fluid, what's the quality of the fluidity? Is it smooth? Is it rough? Is it tingling, gurgling, buzzing? Fire quality, is there heat? Is it warm, hot, cool, cold, neutral? Water quality, is it sticky? Is it dry? What do you notice? As you stick your little llama nose into it, what do you notice? What's interesting? We might notice the feeling tone, and here feeling means something different, meaning is it pleasant? Does it have a pleasant feeling tone? Does it have an unpleasant feeling tone? Is it sort of neutral? We're investigating what can be known about this emotion. Are there thoughts that come up? Sometimes when we touch into an emotion, we have lots of thoughts about the past, or about the future, or about ourselves for having the emotion. Those two can simply be known, just thinking. Images, are there images? Some of you may not be as physically and kinesthetically oriented as you are visually. You might see all of this more in images. Can it be known? Other dimensions, what's true, is the emotion permanent? Does it change as you look at it? Does it stay the same? I find something that stays the same can be immensely interesting. Or rather, something that seems to stay the same, because in life, really nothing does. So isn't this interesting? It seems to stay the same. How curious. Is it under your control? Look and see. Investigate. I. Can all of this be greeted with kindness? It's like this just now. N, not self. Look to see if there's some sense of owning this emotion. Like, this is mine, or this is me, or this is who I am. clearly none of the last two are true, because there's an awareness that's seeing it all. So it's not who you are. So we could explore knowing that it's really not personal. We're humans, we're animals. We have all those limbic and emotional responses that Pat spoke of. It's like this right now in this animal. And there are all these other human animals all across the world, including in this room, for whom this quality of experience is arising. It's like this to be human. It doesn't belong to me. It still invites my awareness, my attention. At some point, it may even inspire some quality of doing. But right now there's no doing. Right now there's simple knowing. Ah, anger is arising, irritation, sadness, fear, joy, delight, whatever it is that you're working with. It's like this just now. So I'll be quiet for a bit and let you play. Let you play. you may already have moved spontaneously back to your silent practice. So this question may not be relevant for everyone, but I'll just offer it in case it's helpful. If the emotion is still there and you're continuing an inquiry, you might just ask it very directly, is there anything else you need from me right now? And then don't try to answer that question. Just pause, relax, wait. Be open to receive. Maybe there'll be something, maybe not. But just let that emotion know that you care and that if there's something else it needs, if it's true, that you're available.